Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
I can't wait to talk about these resources.
Thank you. All right. So on episode 533.
You know, people don't listen to prior episodes. They may think, what in the world? But anyway, if people have listened for a long time know that I quit bothering you about the intro. You just are, you're immovable. You're immutable.
You're stalwart.
You're a stalwart. Once you get it, you're just like, this is what we're going to do forever. And I can live with that.
Well, okay. You know, one person ended up, you know, submitting another intro.
It was late.
But it was like this WWF, WWE themed.
I want to hear it. And I think that I'm willing to give them a copy of, what did I promise? Didn't I promise like a class that I was going to give them? What was it? It wasn't Breaking 200 Barriers. The leadership one, strategic leadership. Yeah. If you will reach out through the contact thing at Mission Group, we do courses over there, just like we do at New Churches. I got a strategic leadership course, but I want to hear it. I really should hear it first. Cause if it's like really bad, then I really shouldn't do that.
Like so, it wasn't like bad. It was just bad.
Yeah. Okay. So
maybe not. So I'm like, I don't even know where it is, to be honest. So if it's you, if you were the one that submitted it, please submit it to me again. Either DM me or shoot me an email, daniel@newchurches.com. And we'll honor that.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. So two episodes ago on episode 533, we talked about what to do when you don't have the vision to go on anymore.
Right.
Today, it might seem similar, but we're going to be tackling it from a different angle. And the question is, what do you do when you feel like you've reached the limit of your ability to lead? So last episode, we were really tackling that idea of vision and what does it mean to really reframing that. But Ed, what do you think? What advice would you give in this context?
If someone just listens to this one episode, I really would like them to listen to the prior episode, because much of what we said, you may feel at the end of your rope because the rope is frayed because the world is so broken right now. Mm. So we are all being stretched in ways that we have never been stretched as leaders before. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important to just say, and again, the poor person, what episode was the one before that we talked about vision?
533.
Okay. So people could listen to 533 if they wanted to. And that poor person may have just been, and same thing with this. So I just want to say that I'm hearing this question a lot, which tells us that it's not that everyone has lost their vision or everyone suddenly is at their end of their capacity to lead. If all of a sudden people are having these thoughts, it's not all you. It's everything. Yeah, it's the world.
That's really good.
So because I'm hearing it all the time. Now, again, here's the problem. It could just be you. This person who you left this, he or she could literally be, needing specific advice to a specific situation. And then we get off on this rant, because it really is universal right now. So what I would say is let's assume that they've listened to the prior episode. What's the episode number again?
533.
Okay, listen to 533. This is 535. So let me just say this. There is a real reality that that's the case, that you do outgrow your own leadership. And then you have to make a choice. You can become the kind of leader that you're not now. So that's where you can build your leadership. And, for me, I just took my team pre-COVID. We ended during COVID, actually. I took about 10 to 11 members of my team through a 9-month leadership community where I wanted to help them improve so they could be the leader that needs to lead next. In other words, they don't have to leave. Not that anyone was on the cusp or I was looking to leave, but they don't have to leave to have someone else take it to the next level. They could be the leader to take it to the next level. So I think part of it is you could say, I need to be the leader that I am not now. I'm at the end of my leadership capacity, so I increase my leadership capacity. You could do that, and that's not a bad thing. I would say, on the other hand, there are ways that you may not want to. So, because one of the things that I've determined, like I'm a little older than you, and I've done some of my church planning over the years in different locations. So I'm at the place where I might say, you know what, I could. I'm trying to think how much to be how transparent to be here. I I'm at kind of the age and the stage where I get approached to be president of things. Mm. And like colleges and things of that sort. And it's you get the call and it's nice to be asked. But I don't want to stretch my leadership in that way where, so I've actually determined that I don't want to do what some people think would be the next thing that I would do. Yeah, I'm in academia now.
Oh, that's
I'm
huge.
Dean, that kind of stuff. Mm. And so, and it really, and this is going to, you're going to mock me. But there's this one scene from Star Trek where Captain Kirk actually says, I think it's actually in this crossover when he's with Captain Picard, and he says to Captain Picard, never let them promote you to admiral. And I just remember that because when I think of, I have dear friends who have been presidents like David Dockery, the former president of Trinity and Union and others. And I mean, Barry Corey's a dear president, and what they do takes a leadership gifting and skill that I don't have, but I probably could develop. But when I see them do it, I think I don't really want to do that. And so I think knowing that, so let's say, for example, let me go back now 20 years to the church I planted when I first said this most clearly. We had planted the church, we had grown it to, we were about 400. We planted two daughter churches, sent out about 50 to 75 people, so down to the 300s. And at that point, I didn't want to become the established church pastor. Mm. Now, I would feel different about it now. I'm in a different place in life. So I think I could have. I mean, I subsequently learned too. I don't know, I was younger then, so who knows if I could have had the ability to do it then. But I liked starting new things. I really enjoyed being a church planter. And then I became a professor from that. And then I became a missiologist and a researcher. And I liked all the new things. So part of it is being an established church pastor would have required a set of leadership skills and abilities that I didn't have then. And I actually chose, much like I'm choosing now, that I don't want to do what a lot of people assume is my next natural thing to do. Mm. I'm happy what I'm doing now, and I don't want to be promoted to admiral. And what I would say is if your leadership capacity has been met and you think, okay, and maybe it's just that I don't have the gifts, and you could, and that's okay to say. You could say, I don't have the gifts and somebody else should run with this. But I would also say it's okay to say I could have the gifts. I could develop those skills. But I feel more in my lane and my calling and my gifting doing blank. So if this person, and maybe they've planted a church, maybe they're on a church plant team, maybe they're a staff member, I don't know. But if they've done what God has called them to do, and they kind of feel that vision's come to an end and their leadership is at the maximum utilization, they could stay in that lane. They could do that again somewhere else, or they could choose to develop leadership in another way. And I'm just saying it's okay to also say, I don't want to do that if God's in it and it's not. And it's not because I'm choosing not to develop myself as a leader. I feel pretty developed as a leader. I teach leadership. I think most people consider me a very effective leader in the context where I've served. But I don't want to develop that next level that some people assume I should. And it's okay to say that and say that's for somebody else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, or am I just rambling?
No, that's really good. And the caveat that I want to add in that, I think there's a bunch of different lanes that we can go down. One of them being that of, okay, if you stay, is it laziness? If you go, is it ambition? What I was hearing was really a sense of knowing yourself and knowing who God has called you to be. But what I want to caveat that with is in this season, right? In this season.
Yeah, that's good.
Because
that's good.
For me, when I left Beulah to go down to Lifeway, I mean, I never, like up until that point in my life, I never wanted to be a senior pastor, right? Especially a senior pastor of an established church. I felt like when I went down to Lifeway, that was a sweet spot for me, and teaching, being a teaching pastor at my church and serving the capital, you know, the Big C church in the way that I did with new churches in Lifeway. But as I continue to grow at being, you know, by being at Lifeway and grow in my local church, it was interesting how what I would have said no to 5 years ago, I am saying yes to now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. And part of it too, I think, is, you know, church planting statistically is far more people younger than us that are engaged in church planting. Mm-hmm. And so part of it too is you might want to in your 20s and your 30s. Now, again, please don't think, I think you can plant churches to your 70s. I think I got one more church plant left in me. I could just convince Mrs. Stetzer to allow me to do that. But I do think that, yes, there is a change over time that comes in our gifting and our wiring. And when I was, you know, when I was in my 20s, starting that church in Erie, Pennsylvania, that I think I left in late 20s or 30s, I guess it was late 20s. Here's the thing. One of the things I've learned in years of ministry is that my motives and God's call get mixed up sometimes. And so I'm not saying that part of the reason was just because I wasn't an adrenaline junkie with ADD and I needed to go plant another church or start another thing. That certainly could be part of it. And the part of it that's not the best part of it. But at the same time, I would say, kind of back to this person's question, is that when I'm at the end of my leadership, I either need to expand my leadership or do this again or kind of stay in the track and continue to do it and become accustomed to really, you know, being in this kind of leadership journey. So yeah, but I would say too that, again, a caveat at the end, I spend a lot of time saying that it's okay to say, I don't want to develop as a leader in this way. And for me, it would be to develop this administrative leadership. You know, I don't want to spend all time dealing with human resources and dealing with the things that you have to do in that kind of presidency, that kind of stuff.
For sure.
But again, I would be a better leader. I mean, Dave Dockery to me is a great leader. He's mentored so many. And Barry Corey, I mentioned, is a great leader. And Phil Reichen does a great job, you know, at Wheaton College. And maybe 5 years from now, I'll feel differently about it. But right now, that's just not. I like to start things. I like to help people, reach people for Jesus. I like to help church planners. That's more of what I like to do.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing that I just want to add in before we wrap up is just that the notion of growth, right? So I 100% agree with you, Ed, that as we grow older and as we do different aspects of ministry and in leadership, yes, the more we are faithful, the more we continue to do that, we're going to find our sweet spot. But I think there's a danger when you find your sweet spot and you're the expert and you don't want to keep on growing, right? And I think there's a difference between growing deeper and growing broader, growing wider. And if you were to step into a presidential role, I think, Ed, you're very deep in the role that you're in missiology and in leadership and such. But if you were to go into this a presidential role, I think that would broaden, that would then set a different trajectory, that then after several years, you would then begin to go deeper again in. But I think for any of us, if you've been in a particular church or in a role for a long period of time, you should never just be content with not growing because you feel like you're in your sweet spot. You got to keep on growing deeper.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good. And so for me here, you know, it's been challenging just to re-enter academia, you know, to write, you know, I just wrote a chapter for a University of Tennessee press book on history of an obscure time period, an obscure, you know, and so to write a 60-page chapter. Oh,
and you got to write differently.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So it's good being stretched in leadership. It's just a question of here's the thing too. You, there's, you don't want to end up in something that you also don't enjoy. Now, after saying all this, I mean, the last two episodes that I've been on have largely been about the fact this is not a very enjoyable time. Mm. So, but I do think we can return to a place where we enjoy more of what we do. It's just a long, hard slog for the next several months, maybe year.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Great. Well, we do hope that this episode has given you perspective and that has given you perhaps maybe a nudge one way or the other via the Holy Spirit. So if you have a follow-up question that you'd love us to tackle, then just send that in. It's super easy. There are two ways. If you're on your computer, go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. If you're on your phone, then just type in speakpipe.com. So speakpipe.com/newchurches and send that voicemail in, and we would love to answer your question. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.